Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're getting ready to take you into a message entitled Love One Another. Get ready now. Let's go into the broadcast and we'll give you more information at the end of this message. God bless you. Let's go to the word.
St. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. This is the commandment, that you love one another as I have. See, he didn't leave us in the dark. He's going to tell you how to love one another. As I have loved you. Glory to God. If you want to know how Jesus loved people and how he loved us, go read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Look at the epistles that the apostles wrote. They showed how Jesus loved. Amen. So he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And verse 35 says, by this, not by how loud we shout, not by how many times we smile, shake each other's hands and, you know, play like we love. And I don't think nobody here playing. That's just what I'm using, the terminology I'm using. But he said, by this, your love, one for another, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. There's a lot of people pretending to be God's disciples. There's a lot of churches pretending to be the church of the living God. Hallelujah. But there's a way you can distinguish God's church from what is called church. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if, conditional, you have love one for another. And I'm going to talk from this thought, love one another. And I'm taking this inspiration and from the chief apostle. I listened to him last week on the Word Network, and I was in tears on my sofa when he was preaching this message. And I'm not ashamed to say I got the inspiration from him, because I told you I'm going to pattern my life after this man of God. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Who are you following? If you can't humble yourself and follow, you ain't going to heaven. You said, preacher, why you said, I just quoted the scripture. Jesus said, except you humble yourself, become as little children, you are in no case going to heaven. You said, well, I'm a man. Yeah, I am too, but I'm humbling myself. Come on, somebody. You need to get rid of that ego. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Love one another. Hallelujah. Now, let me share a few things about love as I get started in this message. And I want to try to take my time, and I'm not going to try to hold you too long. That's why I got my little clock here. Amen. Because I'm considerate of people's time. Because I used to preach when I was in that little building. I get so caught up, I was preaching 2 hours. And I thought I had preached 15 minutes. And those folks would never tell me nothing. But they say right there. Amen. And when I started realizing how long I was preaching, I said, Lord, let me govern myself a little bit, because I want Southern University to come back. Come on now. I want the radio audience to come back. But one thing for sure, we don't give cold cuts here either. That ain't going to happen. Amen. Glory. But I'm not going to let your food get cold, too, by holding you so long. Glory to God. So that's why I got my little clock here. But I want to go take my time and go through this. I want to share a little something with you about love. Now watch this. Listen to this statement. Love is not a feeling, even though love can be felt. I tell you what, that's probably deeper than what you know, because I had to realize that in my own life. Love is not a feeling, because most of us are comfortable with being moved by what we feel. And I believe that's one of the reasons why God didn't make love a feeling. Now, love can be felt, but make no mistake about it. Love, God's love, is not a feeling. Second thing I want to bring out is, love is a commandment. That's what the scriptures say. Love is a commandment given by God first. God stepped out on Mount Sinai when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he gave them 10 commandments, And then later on, when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, his son came and defined those Ten Commandments as one thing, love. It's love. That's what God was talking about in the beginning. And Jesus came and defined what God was saying. Love is a commandment given first by God, our Father, and secondly explained by his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now let me back up and slow down. I want to read this real slow because I want to get to all the rest of it. Love is a commandment given by God first and then by his Son, Jesus Christ, that tell us what to do. It's a commandment that tell us what to do. Watch this. In every circumstance, in every situation, and in every relationship in your life. Love is a commandment. God has commanded us to love. So whenever you find yourself in the circumstances and the situations and in all the relationships in your life, God's word has told you what to do. And when you do it to God, that is love. Jesus said it like this: if you love me, keep my commandments. The average church in America, especially, if you take a census and say, how many of y'all love God? Almost everybody in the church will raise their hands. But they are basing their love for God on what they feel. But God based his love on what he said. If you love me, keep my commandments. So love is a commandment. Now, I want to look at a few scriptures as we go into this. Matthew 22, verse 36. Listen to what the word says. Master, that was a man came to Jesus, asked him a question. He said, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart. You can't reserve nothing. You can't say God is my God and you got a couple other gods inside of your heart. You can't say I love God, but when in reality your mama is your God. And I'm not trying to be rude, because the Bible said if you love father, mother, brother, sister more than me, you're not worthy of me. Now come on, that's real Bible. And here at RTM we preach real Bible. And if it's not in the Bible, we're not gonna preach it. And if you happen to hear me say something that ain't in this Bible, tell me and I ain't gonna preach it. That's called humility. But when you got somebody who think they know it all and you can't learn, you can't humble yourself, you're on the way to hell. Oh, Lord, I know that sound harsh. But look, if that's harsh, then this Bible harsh. This Bible said that we don't humble ourselves and we don't walk in the Spirit, we're heading in the wrong direction. And we just need guts to say it. The reason preachers have lost their guts is we so scared the offering gonna go down. We're so scared that the attendance is going to go down. Come on now. Are we motivated by that? Glory to God. I want to encourage you this morning. I ain't beating nobody down. This is not a beat down church. This is an encouraging church. But I got to encourage you in the truth. If I tell you a lie, if I water this down, I'm not encouraging you. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind. Is he always on your mind? Somebody said, you know, I preach a sin-free message, and I'm not afraid. I'm on all these radio stations. God sent me on 10 different stations, told me just preach the truth, because they got so many lies out here. They got preachers telling folks things that ain't even in this Bible. And I begin to preach it, and people say, well, you can sin in your thoughts. You can be holy in your thoughts, too. I don't think evil thoughts no more. The Bible said thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Is that in the Bible? And do you believe the Bible? You can love him with all your heart, everything that's in you. Glory to God. You can love him with your body. Your body can be holy. No sin in it. You can love him with your mind. That's called getting the real Holy Ghost. You can really live this thing. You can walk it out every day. You can love people no matter what they say to you. You can speak truth, not fearing even your life. That's the real Christian life. Come on now, the religion has gave us a fake Christianity, but this is the real one. You can love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. This is the first And the great commandment, love. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now watch what Jesus said. This is deep. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. The whole word of truth hangs on love. Period. All right? Now, watch this. I'm just leading up to my main points. John 13, verse 34 and 35 again. That's my text, but I'm going to read it again. A new commandment. Why did Jesus say a new commandment? It's the same commandment God gave. He just made it new in that he simplified it. He explained what God was saying in those 10 commandments, and he called it love. Because the first four commandments deal with how you relate to God and love him. The next six deal with how you relate to humankind. And it's called love. It's all it is. So he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. And he was here now while he was explaining that commandment. He was here loving everybody, even his enemies. He was teaching us how to do it. And it says, even as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. I've been in the ministry a long time, as I said. It ain't many ministers I can testify about that I done came in and we just start flowing, gelling together like this group here. You know, that's not an indictment on the ministry. I'm not trying to bring an indictment on nobody. But look, my testimony is I got to tell you the truth. I done been around some fake stuff. And I'm thankful to be here today because I'm in the real thing. I done traveled throughout the body of Christ. I done been from church to church. I done worked in some of the largest churches in this city. And most of all of them still know me and can't none of them tell you I came in there and did nothing wrong. And when I came through, God gave me influence with the people. Can't none of them tell you that I stole any of the people. You can't steal folks no way. That's really dumb now. But God was had me on a journey teaching me. And I said all that to say this, that I've worked with a lot of ministers, but never men like these men here. Never a chief apostle like the one we got. Never a church like RTM. RTM, give you God a good hand for RTM. Come on, give God a hand. You ought to be thankful you're rare. This church is rare. Now, that don't make us, you know, get the wrong kind of pride. We're not trying to talk about nobody. We're just telling you the facts. Okay, you start studying behind some of the stuff you hear on radio and television, and you go to your Bible and check, and the Bible tell you to do that, by the way. 1 John 4, verse 1 says, try every spirit. You know, people, you know, and I'm just rattling here, but I'm gonna finish here. But people that one guy from the sheriff department, he been listening to me 2 years, and he gets so blessed, he start telling all these leaders, all these police officers, listen to him. And then he had one preacher listen to what I was teaching. He said, man, that guy preaching the Bible, but that sound like preacher bashing to me. No, it's called devil bashing. You just got bashed because you was preaching for it. We're not bashing preachers. We bashing these lying doctrines. Hallelujah. And I thought I'd throw that in for free. Come on, we ain't cutting no corners. But we love everybody. Hallelujah. And I want you to deal with me. If I'm wrong, don't lie to me. When I first came here, you know, I don't believe in these little milquetoast prayers, but I had a terminology that I didn't know was connected to those milquetoast prayers. You know, believe, you know, come up and pray and just believe you receive, you believe you got it. Ain't no Holy Ghost nowhere, just believe. Now, I don't believe in those little old prayers, but I had a terminology that was connected to it. This man corrected me. This man right here. How many of y'all can do that? No, you got too much pride. Can't nobody tell you. Nah, I'm gonna humble myself. This man pulled me aside and said, look, that's not what the scriptures say. And I thank God till this day because I love the word. I love the word. Do you love the word? When the word come hit you, will you humble yourself? I want to be an example to you, because I'm really trying to go to heaven. I could say, man, I've been in this 37 years, man, I'm an apostle. No, I ain't nothing. I'm on the way to heaven. I'm trying to make heaven my home. And whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get there. Glory to God. Yeah, that's a real man of God, real woman of God. When this word comes straight down the scene, now, man, not one person in here know it all. Not one. Why we come over like we know it all? That's called pride. And pride is a snake that'll bring you down. Hallelujah. I love God and I love this word more than I love anything. And all you got to do is make it plain to me, and I'm going to embrace it. Oh, God, raise up a nation of people like that in our day and time. Raise up some more saints like that, Lord. Okay, look at James 2, verse 8. It says, if you fulfill the royal law. Now, right here, James is calling this love royal. It's a law that is royal. It's a royal law. There's many commandments in the Bible, but the royal commandment and the royal law is this law of love. He said, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, but see, they got people saying there ain't no law in the New Testament. See, they mixed up. I know they read that scripture that say we are not under law, we are under grace, but that ain't what that means. It ain't what you think that means. Because there is nowhere in this Bible you can go where there is no more law. In fact, there's nowhere in the universe you can go where there is no law. Except some churches. This Bible said if you fulfill the royal law, telling you that there's a law in the New Testament. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Look what the Bible says. If you fulfill this royal law, you're doing well. Which means if you are not fulfilling this royal law, you're not doing well. Look at James 2, verse 12. Now watch this. Then I'm going to pivot into my points here. Look at James 2, verse 12. So speak ye, and so do. In other words, he's trying to tell you, when you're speaking, and when you, whatever you say, and whatever you do, watch this. So speak ye and so do ye as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Right here he called this law, this royal law, a law of liberty. Because we've been liberated from sin and death, that the righteousness of the law now can be fulfilled in us. That's why it's called the law of liberty. I've been liberated to love now. I've been liberated to not commit adultery. I've been liberated to not lie. I've been liberated to love my brothers and sisters. And the Bible said, when you die, when you cross over to the other side, when you come up and meet God, he's going to judge you by this law. Love. That's why we should love one another. Now, let's look at this. Go to Genesis 4, beginning at verse 5. When Chief Apostle began to lay this out, I just started weeping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Genesis 4, verse 5, we're going to read down to verse 10. It says, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. Cain and his brother Abel brought an offering to God, and God rejected one brother and received the other one. And now God wouldn't have did. God, you know, God loves everybody the same. You know, he'd have accepted both of them. But you have to do it God's way. If we all do it God's way, God gonna accept all of us. It says, and Cain was very wroth. Cain got mad. Because he did his brother did the righteous thing. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. He got so mad, you could see mad on his face. And the Lord said unto Cain, look, God didn't stop talking to him, even though he got mad, even though he was in sin. He had already murdered in his heart, but God didn't stop talking. God's still trying to reach people. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? He's trying to get Cain to see himself. God many times talked to us, and he had the minister. You know, the Bible said that Peter on the day of Pentecost lifted up his voice. You want to know why preachers sometimes lift their voice up? Because it's in the Bible. Because sometimes when the voice is lifted, God is trying to pierce a lot of time things in people's hearts. And God's talking to people, trying to get you to see why you're feeling like you're feeling. Why you're thinking like you're thinking. Why are your demeanor the way it is? He's trying to get you to see where you are. Why do God take time with us like that? Because he loved you. And he don't want you to end up in hell. He didn't make hell for you. He made it for the devil and his angels. But the Bible said because men's hearts begin to grow against God, hell had to enlarge itself to include man. Now, hell don't need to enlarge for me. Because I ain't going. You say, how can you so confidently say that? I'm going to keep myself little. The way up is down. That's why I love this preacher. I love both of these preachers. These preachers be preaching, boy. But I love that message. The way up is down. Man, I was preaching that for a long time. You preach it with clarity, though. Folks, let me tell y'all something. The way up is down. You better bring yourself down. You better humble yourself. Because the Bible said God resists the proud. God is resisting you. Man, I wouldn't want God to be turning his... I'm praying and God got turning his nose up at me. You don't think God will do that. People don't think God will do that. Let me tell you, oh, Lord. You're dealing with a God of your imagination. You're imagining he's a certain way. He ain't nothing like that. He go by this book, everything in it. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wrought? And why art thy countenance fallen? If thou do well, shalt thou not be accepted? God will accept you if you do well. Amen. He's no respecter of person. And if thou doeth not well, sin lieth at the door. Sin is the problem, folks, I'm telling you. And this gospel of the 21st century that say can't no man live without sin, and you have been hoodwinked by the devil. If you believe that. If you don't believe you can live 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, no sin in your thoughts, in your emotions, in your life, you have bought the devil's lie. Now I don't mean that to be harmful to you. I'm not trying to embarrass nobody. Why? Because I used to think that way. I used to think you couldn't live without sin. I even preached what I was taught about that one time. I preached everybody gonna have skeletons in the closet. But that's what I was taught until God taught me better. And I stood my ground for a long time and preached the pure word, and that's why I'm in RT. Because this church been around longer than me preaching it. That's why God came to this city and lifted me up. And it was that preacher right back there. That preacher heard me on the radio. That preacher said, he started listening to Chief Apostle Bishop Wendell Archer. He said, I know you done been around a lot of fake preachers, but this man is real. You need to submit yourself. He told me that. That Pastor Christmas, that brother right there, he don't play either. He the one told me. He said, this man is serious. I ain't never heard nobody like him. Well, God was already dealing with my heart anyway, because I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost, but it's good to have a witness. Hallelujah. It says, if thou doeth well, shalt thou not be accepted? If thou doeth not well, sin lieth at the door. I promise you, let me tell you something. The only way you're going to survive at RTM is if you're really ready to get the sin out your life. Because we'll laugh in church. We're a hugging church. We're a friendly church. And I know when you come here in here, you feel that love. But at some point, we're going to address your sin too. So don't get mad when we address your sin. Ain't no adultery going to heaven. Ain't no witchcraft going to heaven. Ain't no homosexuality going to heaven. Ain't no lesbianness going to heaven. Ain't none of it going. It ain't going. Hallelujah. Ain't no backbiting going to heaven. Ain't no murmuring. You got to get your act together. I don't know where that come from. Glory to God. It ain't going. And we just telling you the truth. If you're not willing to settle the sin issue, heaven can't be your home. And you got preachers living this life. So don't say it can't be done. Sin lieth at the door. That's the problem. That's why you're where you are. And I've been there. And God lifted me up. And if he lifted me up, he's going to lift you up. if you want him to. But you can't play with this. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him, killed him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? Where's your brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? We're talking about love one another. Here's a question I want you to keep in your heart and your mind. Where is your brother? Where is your sister? And I'm not necessarily talking about their location per se, physical location, but spiritual location. Where are they? Do you see somebody in the church weak? Have you tried to help them? Or did you go talk about them? Did you go talk to them? Or did you go talk to somebody else? Love one another. If you wouldn't talk to somebody else and not them, you not love. I told you love is a commandment to do what the word says do in every circumstance of your life, every situation in your life, and every relationship. It could be your husband, your wife, your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sisters, your church members. How do you treat each other? Keep in mind, when you stop breathing, this law going to face you at the judgment. You're going to be judged by this law. This law says, do this book. Not, it ain't how you feel. You say, well, I don't feel like it. You don't know what they did to me. God don't. Do you think God going to hear that when you die? If you think God going to listen to your stories, I know some of us got plenty of stories. I got some too. I can sit and you'll get in the mully grubs on some of the stories I can tell you I went through. So every one of us done been through something. Do you want Jesus to sit down and tell you what he been through? None of us got no excuses. You still going to be charged to love. No matter what. God ain't let none of us around that law. You said, but I ain't got no strength. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. So, based on these scriptures here, where is your brother? You claim you're walking in the love of God. Where's your brother? Okay. I got the sin issue straight. I'm walking in the spirit. But it was some terminology that I didn't quite have straight. This brother found where I was. And we went in the office and talked. And I looked at them scriptures. I said, brother, you know what you write? Now, if I had pride, first of all, I wouldn't be telling y'all this. But I got to be an example to you. And I hope and pray you can set that same example when you correct it.
Praise the Lord. We're just about out of time, but I want to thank you for listening to the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast. And if you would like to call us, you can call us at 225-243-9630. That's 225-243-9630. If you'd like to visit one of our services, you can visit us at 10414 Mammoth Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We meet Sunday at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Wednesday at 7 p.m. For more free teaching, go to our website at www.someonecaresministry.org, and there's a link to the Refuge Temple Ministry churches in the cities and the states. Come on out and visit with us, 10414 Mammoth Avenue. The Chief Apostle Bishop Wendell Archer or myself will be preaching in one of these services. God bless you. Apostle Lewis saying we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.